And Nicole, along with the factors you mentioned, interest rates are at historic lows and more people are just more willing and able to move. The result is an extraordinary housing frenzy, including here in Ventura County.
In this beautiful coastal community, halfway between LA and Santa Barbara, good luck finding the right house at the right price. Actually, nothing is available in some neighborhoods.
Everything is just on fire. If you have a listing, it's gonna sell.
This is veteran real estate agent Mike Love.
Had buyers that were buying stuff sight unseen.
He recently listed this newly renovated 2,300 square foot home in Ventura. It sold in a day. The owner agreed to take the first full price offer of $1.2 million. Many more offers were likely, and based on what's been happening lately, that's a time-consuming hassle.
32 offers. 32 offers. I mean, if you get 32 offers, that's a lot of work in my eyes. I don't want to call all 32 agents or 31 of them and give them the news that, hey, they didn't win.
Things are even crazier to the north in and around Silicon Valley. Realtor Jason Madani fielded multiple offers for this 3,200 square foot home in Santa Cruz County as soon as it listed. The buying boom in many areas is backed by big buck offers.
A lot of them are cash. Easily 100,000 or more over list. Even one property that had 30 offers, 13 of them being all cash, that sold for $600,000 over list price. And that property was a fixer-upper.
Near Sacramento, there were 122 offers in one weekend for this 1,400 square foot listing in Citrus Heights. Anita and Barry Jackier are moving to Idaho, and buying there was just as frantic.
That house was on the market for 3 hours when we called about it.
According to U.S. News and World Report, the top 10 housing markets are Seattle, Tucson, Sacramento, Cincinnati, Boston, San Francisco, Wichita, Kansas, Columbus, Ohio, San Jose, and Ventura. There are actually quite a few hot lists out there, and they vary because homes are selling fast across the country. Brian Sinkoff is in upstate New York.
Right now, here are the buyers and here are the sellers. And when there's supply and demand, you know what happens. It's like getting a Cabbage Patch doll in the 1980s, right? Nobody had them and everybody wanted them.
That's why sellers everywhere are hearing a common warning. Plot and plan the next step before listing.
Step number one is not putting a for sale sign in the front yard. Your house is probably going to sell and you might be homeless or you might be moving twice.
New construction so far this year has failed to meet the demand, and that is North Las Vegas creeping further north. Mark Hillers and his family are looking here after striking out elsewhere.
We've considered older homes. Actually put an offer in on a couple of them, but we lost. We offer full price and it's not enough.
The National Association of Home Builders expects new construction to continue lagging behind demand, and overall inventory will remain tight just because so many people are in the market to move.
For the most part, there's a crazy shortage in the market.
With the pandemic easing, the housing inventory is expected to improve in May, when the industry typically sees an uptick in activity, and interest rates will likely be higher by then, so some analysts predict a cooling in the market by the end of the year. We're live in Ventura, California. Nancy Liu, News Nation.